Ryan and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, 6:05. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Okay. So, question for you. Would you rather be smart and sad or dumb and happy?
While
you're thinking about that, someone thought that very question and tossed it out to a bunch of people and wondering whether, you know, your what's more important to you, you know, your relative intelligence in this world or having the opportunity to be blissfully ignorant.
I think I want to be dumb and happy.
You know, honestly, I think I do too.
I don't like knowing lots of things and being sad about it.
Well, I just don't want to be sad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, if I could live a life of happiness, I think I'm doing that as opposed to, you know, trying to be smart. People are listening to this show, or if you've ever listened to this show, you're like, well, yeah, that's obvious.
It's like, does he know?
I mean, he's, yes, they've got the market cornered. In,
does he know he's not that smart?
and dumb and happy. that's funny. Yeah, but dumb and happy won, by the way.
Okay.
So you and I are both kind of in that majority. There was only a, shockingly though, it didn't win by very much.
Really?
Like
who wants to be sad?
Like 1%.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they gave, you know, the respondents an option of not sure, which I think is a cop out.
That's a real cop out. You got to pick. You got to choose a side.
One or the other.
Yep.
Yeah. So guys were more likely to say smart and sad. Women were more likely to choose dumb and happy. On the show, both Ben and Kelly chose dumb and happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Which is obvious. I think the choice was made for us.
Choice was made for us, yes, indeed. I did one of those things this morning when I woke up. I, one, had no idea whether or not my alarm actually went off.
You get real confused.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly and I both wake up to an alarm because we wake up in the middle of the night for this ungodly show.
Can I just tell you what part I woke up at this morning?
Sure.
I was saying, my husband is kind of handsy.
Okay.
That exact phrase.
Okay.
When it went off, I was like, oh, wow.
So I woke up, one, I didn't think my alarm actually went off. I feel like I just woke up, which isn't true. I'm pretty sure my alarm went off. But I laid there with my eyes open for what seemed like several minutes going, what day is today?
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue as to what day it was. I was like, okay, well, what'd I do yesterday?
Been there, done that.
Was it really yesterday? Mm-hmm. What day is today, though? Is today the weekend?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah. I was just sitting there going,
am I really awake? What is happening right now? Where am I?
Is this the weekend? Am I off today? Is this good?
Right.
But no, it's Tuesday. Good morning, Ben and Kelly. Today, going to be a nice day, though, outside, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. 67.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, supposed to be up maybe even touching 70 tomorrow before dipping into the 50s back on Thursday. So enjoy these next couple days. Those Billy... We do this every hour throughout the morning here, right around this time. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
So there's this guy in Maryland, forgot to change his address in the Chipotle app when he moved.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered lunch. His name's Shaw. He posted this on social media. And his lunch got delivered in Iowa, which that's not great. But he posted the text exchange between him and the delivery driver, and this is what makes it feel good.
Okay.
So the delivery said, I'm here with the order. And then Shaw said, well, take it with you, bro. Enjoy the lunch. I forgot to change my address, and I currently live in Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's not Iowa.
No, it's not. He says, okay, thanks. Then he says, I wanted to thank you again. It's my brother's birthday today, and he's laid to rest not far from where you had me take this delivery.
Aww.
I'm having lunch with him today because of you.
Oh, wow.
You have no idea how much that truly means to me. I appreciate it.
Dang.
Yes. I mean, something as simple as, I mean, he's across the country.
Right.
From where his lunch is.
Right.
And, you know, instead of getting mad about it or whatever, he offers to let the driver have it. Like, here, enjoy lunch. And that small act of kindness ended up being a pretty big deal to that guy.
Dang, that is pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, March snuck up on us. It's 99.7 DJX. Today is Mardi Gras, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good time.
Mardi Gras, it's also National Pancake Day.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Which, of course, IHOP is going to take advantage of that. You get a free short stack today. But yeah, Mardi Gras, you get to, what is it, king cake? Is that what it is, where you try to eat it and get the baby? And
there's a baby in there. Don't eat the baby.
Yeah, and drinking some hurricanes and all that fun stuff. Daylight savings time. Springing ahead, losing an hour, March 13th. That's next weekend.
Oh, yeah. That is always such a rough week.
It is, but we get more sunshine then, at least.
Yeah,
and then
that's the good thing.
And then spring is March 20th. Of course, March Madness, just a couple weeks away, kicking off March 15th. Yeah, I mean, gosh, we've got a lot of other stuff in March to look forward to. Like, if you're an Outlander fan, sixth season of Outlander starts this Sunday. The Masked Singer returns on the 9th.
Ready for it.
Bridgerton. Remember that show?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you never watched it? You never watched season one?
I never watched it.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah. Bridgerton, that was a big show on Netflix. I want to say early last year, maybe 2 years ago. I don't even know when it debuted. But its return, season two, March 25th. And then, by the way, The Batman. That's Robert Pattinson as The Batman. That's on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah, Mardi Gras today, Ash Wednesday tomorrow, and then St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Man, March is coming in like a lion. All right, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. Or, as Kelly says, we hope this doesn't happen to you.
Right.
I've honestly never heard this happening ever before.
Well, there's always a first for everything, right?
And here we are. If you can manage to make it through the day without your towels exploding, causing you to close your restaurant, you're doing okay.
How in the world do towels explode?
So these freshly washed towels, this happened back in December, right? And actually, this restaurant in Oregon just reopened because of this fire that was caused by these towels that spontaneously combusted.
How does that happen?
So we brought up the washed, clean towels, and they spontaneously combusted.
Okay, so that was the owner, by the way, Brian. Apparently, it was a combination of grease and detergent, and it sparked this chemical reaction that caused the rags to literally just burst into flames.
That's insane. So if there's like a trace of grease on the counter or whatever, when they laid it down, then boom.
Or the grease didn't come out of the rags entirely. I don't know. But the fire was relatively small, but apparently it smoked up like crazy, and smoke damage took the months to repair. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they brought the towels up. So the towels are clean.
Yeah.
They brought them up and then just put them on the counter and boom.
Yep. Yep.
So weird.
Yeah. It's wild. Like I said, I've never heard of this ever before happening, but that's why it's setting the bar. So hopefully this doesn't happen to you.
Do they need to put a new warning on detergent? Like, hey, keep it away from grease.
I mean, isn't detergent supposed
to? Weird.
Isn't detergent supposed to clean things like grease?
I thought that's what a lot of them say on the label. Gonna get grease out.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks. I'm not a scientist, so I don't know exactly what that combination of grease and detergent looked like in. You know,
that's bizarre.
Yeah, the chemical reaction that took place. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without your towels spontaneously combusting, causing your restaurant to have to close for 3 months, then you're doing okay.
That's so bizarre.
Yep, that is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Well, we already know that Camila Cabello is releasing a song with Ed Sheeran this Friday. Now we finally got a little taster, a little teaser of what it may sound like, thanks to her post on TikTok.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now.
A lot of people are saying Shawn Mendes.
Well, yeah.
Could I never imagine even having doubts, but not everything works out. No, now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast. I see a
She cuts it right before the hook, so... it's called Bomb Bomb, and it's going to be with Ed Sheeran, and it's dropping on Friday. So,
or Bam Bam, Bomb Bomb, Bam Bam.
Well, yes, it looks like Bam Bam, but it's pronounced Bomb Bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was told. Okay, so yeah, we'll have to see. I think if she's not writing about Shawn Mendes, it's a missed opportunity. If
it is because she actually did just sell their house.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a big clue right there.
Right.
And the whole surfing line, too.
Uh-huh.
You hated the ocean, but you're surfing now.
Right.
That's another big clue.
Yeah, for sure. So listen for that on Friday on 99.7 DJX. How about a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, you know, we always say there's accidental learning that happens on the show, but this is part of the show where we intentionally try to thrust some knowledge your way.
Okay.
All right. So for this one, we go to the final frontier. Yes, space. Stupid fact of the day, it is impossible to burp in space.
Really?
Now, don't dig in on exactly why. I don't know the exact science on this.
Okay.
But apparently, on Earth, when you burp, gravity, it's gravity that keeps the solids and liquids down. From the food you just ate. So only the gas actually escapes from your mouth.
Interesting.
In space, is there gravity?
No.
Yeah.
Never been there, but from what I see here, yeah, no. There's a big lack of that.
The gas, apparently, because of the lack of gravity, cannot separate from the liquids and solids. So basically, when you burp in space, you barf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds way more aggressive.
Yeah. So,
is that something they have to deal with a lot, the astronauts?
Well, I mean, I would imagine with every
meal you have.
Well, I mean, how many times a day do you have like a little burp or whatever?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be something huge and loud, but I would imagine it happens to the astronauts in space. So they just got to swallow all that back down.
Wow. That's aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And with space travel becoming more commercial, this is something that you're probably going to need to know.
Okay, good to know.
All right. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
Great stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's really applicable to our lives.
Absolutely.
That's what I appreciate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, impossible to burp in space. There you go. Stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Jason. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I've got the perfect person for one of your phone taps. My co-manager, Karen, just started at our bookstore a few weeks ago. She could use a little funny phone call. I got some ideas. Please and thank you.
All right, so why not have William Haas and Pepper call and try maybe set up a book signing?
Well, that sounds great.
For a book he doesn't have.
Okay, well, that's a little awkward.
All right, it's your phone tap.
Hello, books. This is Karen.
Hi, yes. Are you the manager?
Yes, yes. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Carrot. I'd like to get some information about book signings at the bookstore there.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. We do have book signings from different authors. Nothing really scheduled for the next couple of weeks, but feel free to check out our Facebook page, and that'll let you know when our next signing will be.
Okay. How do those work? You have a table, people get in line to get a book.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, sometimes the author will even do a reading from the book, and then sometimes they just sit at the table and sign the book for a certain period of time.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great.
Okay, anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, I'd like to set up a book signing for myself.
Wait a minute, you'd like to do a book signing yourself.
Right. You said you don't have any signings coming up, so maybe you could set up that table and I could do the book signing.
Well, that's not really the process. I mean, usually the book signings are set up in advance between the publishers and our home office.
Well, I don't know anything about that. But could I just do a signing for your customers, like today?
Today? No. You need to talk to your publisher first before anything gets arranged.
What? What's a publisher?
You know, the company that published your book. You're an author, right?
No.
No.
No, not exactly.
What? Wait. Hold on. You're not an author, but you want to do a book signing?
Yeah. You can set up the table there in the bookstore, and I'll sign books for your customers.
No. That's really not how this works at all.
What? People can buy a book from your store, then bring it over to my table, and I'll sign it for them.
And you're going to sign your name?
No, of course not. That would be silly.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'll sign the author's name. That's what people want, right? They want the author's signature in their book. So, you know, they buy their Stephen King book. Then, you know, they bring it to the table, and I'll sign it.
This you're crazy. Listen, mister, I have a store to get back to. I have a store to run. I don't have time for these crazy suggestions.
You know, come to think of it, I could do female authors, too. People often tell me I have very feminine features and feminine handwriting, so you could bring over, you know, those Harry Potter books, and I could sign those, too.
I have to go. I have to get off the phone. No, first of all, nobody wants a book that you forged a signature on. Where are you coming up with this?
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Fine. No forgeries. You set up the table, and I'll just sign them with my own name.
No, I said no, absolutely not.
Well, I do work for 99.7 DJX.
Wait,
there you go.
What? No. Oh my.
Karen.
Really?
It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No. Jason, your coworker wrote us, said you needed a call to celebrate your new job. William Hassan Pepper. There you go.
You know what? Maybe if you just signed Ben Davis, right? You're kind of famous. That'll work, right?
Okay, now you're just getting crazy. So that's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. If ever you want to, you know, get the opinion of us or maybe our listeners, you can always shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. And, you know, we'll toss it out and talk amongst ourselves. see if we can provide you some insight. So, you know, when Mary messaged us and was like, hey, guys, I need your opinion on something. We're like, all right, well.
We got opinions.
Yeah, we got opinions. We can do this.
We know people that have opinions, too.
Yeah, she's like, I run a little coffee shop, and I'm getting frustrated about something someone has been doing. A guy has been coming in every day for the last 3 or 4 months, sits down, and immediately gets on his phone, stays for about 15 minutes, and then leaves. He has never ordered anything. So clearly, he is just coming in to use our Wi-Fi for free. I want to tell him next time he needs to buy something. But my business partner told me to just leave it alone and forget it. So am I a jerk for wanting to tell this person he has to buy something? Thank you in advance.
That's tough. I'm not a business owner.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, how big of a deal this is. I think it would be... You know, I don't think it's a bad thing to encourage people to, hey, if you want to be in here and enjoy our space, because maybe they're taking up a seat for a paying customer. Then
yeah,
you know,
true.
If they don't have enough space for their paying customers to sit and enjoy their coffee, then I think that is a problem as well. It should be, you know, it's reasonable to ask it to be a space for paying customers.
Do you know if there's a cost for how many people use your Wi-Fi?
See, like, I don't know. That's the one question
yeah.
that I think business owners need to chime in and answer for us. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if people get over a certain amount of users on your Wi-Fi, then all of a sudden the charges go up or not, but yeah, you know, here's my thought on the whole issue. No, I don't necessarily think you're a jerk, because I feel like the unwritten rule for services like that, for free services, are you come in and you're a paying customer and you can use these services for free.
Yes, I agree. And you can just post, you know, a little sign on the wall, like with the Wi-Fi password or whatever. If you have to offer that, just like, you know, as a courtesy to our paying customers, mm-hmm. here is your free Wi-Fi password.
Yeah.
I feel like that gets the message across.
But I feel like she's got to get her business partner on board.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, the business partner doesn't seem to think it's a big deal.
Oh, Brittany.
And maybe they're just thinking eventually the guy might buy something. So yeah. if you
yeah,
are
don't...
rude to him or offend him by like kicking him out, unless he buys something, he's never coming back.
Yeah, don't kick out a potential future customer. Brittany texts in and says, just change the Wi-Fi password and have the new password printed on the receipt. Well, that's an interesting
idea.
That's
genius.
That I just now thought of here when you texted that.
And now, see, Julie said, I've been to Panera before. You had to purchase something to get a code to use the bathroom.
Yeah. That is a thing. And I kind of agree with that, too. Like, bathrooms are the same thing as Wi-Fi. It's like, you know, you can come in, you can use these services for free mm-hmm. if you're a paying customer.
Well, see, and there will be times where I have stopped at a place just because either me or my kids had to use the restroom, but then we always make sure we buy something because we did that, and we didn't go in there, though, to buy anything.
Oh,
that wasn't the main purpose we were there, but we still did anyway because we used the restroom.
Well, you're a better person than me because I literally have gone into restaurants just to take my daughters in to use the restroom
and then just quickly leave.
Just leave.
They're not even going to see us.
Just, you know what? The bathroom's on the side. I'm just going to sneak in, sneak out, and never going to notice. Never going to notice.
See, I can't do that. My conscience won't let me do that.
Well,
I have to buy at least a drink.
You need to learn to have retractable morals. like I do. All right. Yeah. I mean, I think we're all kind of in agreement. No, you're not a jerk there, but I think convincing your business partner to at least like, hey, maybe we just offer up the Wi-Fi. I love the suggestion on the receipt after you purchase something.
You know what? Riley said, honestly, if he didn't buy anything for 4 months, going there is probably not going to in the future. It should be buy something, get free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. No, I don't.
That's not unreasonable.
Yeah, I don't think you're necessarily the jerk there, Mary, and appreciate you reaching out to us and asking us to help you out with this situation.
And so, if you need help getting your business partner on board, just send them this little segment.
Yeah, there you go. All right, it's 99.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Happy Fat Tuesday. Man, I'll tell you what, it snuck up on us, didn't it not? Did it not?
It did.
Yeah.
Like, I was totally unaware until it showed up today, and then you said that.
Yeah, of course, Fat Tuesday is the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, where then you go into the Lenten season if you're Catholic. But it's also a day where you can kind of hang loose and party and eat cake and drink hurricanes and all sorts of stuff. I still think back to when... we did this big hurricane judging contest. And typically when, you know, restaurants or, you know, places have asked us to judge, you know, we've done everything from judging margaritas, which was really hoity-toity over at like Captain's Quarters, to judging Bloody Marys. I remember doing that 1 year with you.
Neither one of those are my jam.
I was going
to
say,
honest.
Which is funny because Kelly doesn't like anything that's not like completely fruity.
Yes.
Yeah. But judging the hurricanes and our buddy who now works at Drake's, Bob, he worked at the Improv here and they made a hurricane. And I remember I judged his hurricane last, but it was a blind taste. And so I didn't know. And I'm not a big...
Yeah, you can't cheat.
I'm not a big hurricane fan anyways. But, you know...
I ended up on the floor that day, I think, right? I believe it. There's a picture of me on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. So if you are judging any sort of alcohol tasting contest or any sort of hurricane tasting today, just, you know, be careful. Take it from your friends Ben and Kelly.
Safety first.
You got to make sure that you're prepared, you know?
And you got a way home.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so happy Fat Tuesday today. For those of you who are familiar with the old sitcom, The Office, there is a great rivalry in that show that I think translates maybe a little bit to our group therapy that we're going to dive into here in a few minutes. The great rivalry that I speak of is Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, and Toby Flenderson, the director of HR.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
one of the greatest rivalries in all of television history is the Michael Scott, Toby Flenderson.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message. I work at a large company and had a smallish department. Most of us have been here for many years. We have a great working relationship. It's actually more like family.
Mm-hmm.
We socialize at each other's homes. We vacation together.
Oh, wow.
The problem is a new staff member I recently hired. Now, when interviewing Rick 5 months ago,
Rick,
I thought he was eminently qualified.
Yeah.
That he would blend in well with the warm social structure of our office.
Yeah.
Now, Rick does his job well.
Yeah.
But he's slowly but surely destroying our little utopia.
Oh.
He's arrogant, abrasive, two-faced, conniving, gossipy, and a manipulator. And since he's arrived, the staff has broken off into factions, and there's a palpable tension in the air.
Oh, wow.
I want this guy gone.
Oh, jeez.
I have informally discussed this with a friend from Human Resources who says there's nothing I can do since Rick hasn't technically done anything wrong.
Oh.
So how do I handle this problem? Remain relatively professional and hopefully bring joy back into the workplace.
Well, I know this is hindsight, but two words, due diligence. This is why you check references. This is why you talk to employers that have employed the employee before. For the non-tangible things, the things that aren't on the resume, the, hey, would you hire this person again sort of questions, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that Rick just suddenly developed those personality traits for that office.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, maybe he has a very abrasive sense of humor that you could have learned about had you done your due diligence or anything like that. But sorry, I'm speaking in the past. This has already happened. He's already a part of your team now.
Yes, he's
you're
in
like,
this situation. What do we do with it? Amanda says, sounds like maybe he's being bullied.
Oh.
Grow up and do your job. Did you think you were never going to have any issues? For Pete's sake, sounds like an opportunity for you to work on your management skills. That is a different perspective.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe there is kind of a, you know, whispers behind your back to the new guy, like, you shouldn't have ever been hired here. You know, you're never going to be a part of our family.
That is true. Susan said, did you ever think that maybe if one guy could throw off your utopia so severely, it probably wasn't as strong and great as you thought?
That's a good point. All right.
Yeah,
so
these people were so close. How did this divide them so easily?
Yeah, I would love to know if you have had this sort of situation and you've been in it, how you approached it, because I think your experience could help lead our listener to maybe how he or she should approach this. All right. 502-571-9870 is group therapy. This new guy, Rick, ruining the happy workplace that is there at their job and wondering how to handle Rick and restore the peace and harmony. So when you immediately walk in the door every morning, it's not like,
no, God, no, God, please. No, no, no. No!
Now listen, so here's the big problem. Like, Rick is doing his job well, so they don't really have any grounds to, you know, fire him for any reason. Eric texted in and said, I think the first step is to have a conversation with Rick. Mm-hmm. I've been in the situation several times. Most of the time, I don't realize I'm being a jerk. It's just a defense mechanism that I've unknowingly utilized a lot in life due to trying to get people to like me.
That's a really good point. Okay,
like,
yeah.
Maybe Rick doesn't know he's coming off like this to the team.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, there's got to be, like, you're a manager. Like, let's have a conversation with your employee, you know?
Right.
And I don't know if you have weekly or monthly check-ins, but maybe it's time to do weekly check-ins with your employees. And maybe not just Rick, maybe everybody on your team. And just, you know, kind of have that one-on-one chat and see what the issue is. with that. But Tish works in HR, and now Tish, you said that you don't really need to have a reason to get rid of them.
If that employer is in Kentucky, Kentucky is an at-will state, and an employee can be let go for good cause, bad cause, or no cause.
I've heard about at-will states. The employer could just be like, all right, see you, Rick, and give no reason.
Well, you're not fitting in, or I don't like the color of your hair, or whatever. But, I mean, you can't make it for a reason that there's, you know, that there's protection for. You can't say it's because you're gay, it's because you're African-American,
right.
It's because you're female. But if it's not those things, if it's just, you know, this isn't working.
I don't know. Like, that whole wrongful termination thing, it scares me.
Well, but the thing about it is, Ben, people can file suit for anything.
Yeah.
I terminated someone one time for Medicaid fraud, and she filed suit claiming that we had terminated her because she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
She was eight months pregnant, but it had nothing to do with why she was terminated.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Well, you sound smart, and it sounds like you have dealt with this before, so I appreciate you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, thanks, Tish.
Yeah, and a lot of people were pointing out the whole Kentucky is an at-will state. Amy said, fire him for creating a hostile work environment. You can fire him for anything. Worst case scenario is you have to pay unemployment for a time. Sounds like it's worth it, though.
I feel like we're jumping to fire the dude really quickly.
Everybody is in the comments, but I agree with what Eric said. Maybe this guy just doesn't understand that's how he comes off to people. And you sit down, I think you try to have a conversation first to see if you can get through to Rick. Maybe Rick has no idea how, you know, he's being like this,
mm-hmm.
and see if it improves. I think you try to rectify the situation, especially since he's good at his job.
Yeah. So here's what you need to start doing. I mean, unless you want to just literally rip the Band-Aid off and use the whole Kentucky's an at-will state and say, see you, Rick. This is going to be a process. And I would recommend you start documenting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every time something happens,
right.
You talk to Rick. You send him an email saying, per our conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have that documentation where it's like,
it's a paper trail.
On this day, on this day, on mm-hmm. this day, on this day, on this day, there hasn't been any improvement. See ya.
That way you're building your case. Mm-hmm. If it does have to come to the whole, okay, we're going to let you go. And then if he tries to retaliate in some way, then you've got, you know, here are the reasons.
You're like, look, Rick, look, you made pig noises when Becky was eating a cupcake. Like, you can't do that, Rick. You thought you were being funny. That is not funny. You can't.
That's your example?
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's like, help us help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help us help you.
All right. Well, hopefully this helps. Again, I think the comments are, I don't think you do what the comments are saying. I mean, everybody in the comments is saying, fire them.
Yeah. But you don't need reasons, Nat Will State.
Yeah. But like, if you know anything about Facebook comments, they're extreme either way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. Have a conversation with Rick. You know, he may not have any idea that's how his personality is coming off to people. And then see if it can improve. If not, then start documenting the incidents.
I think you start documenting this regardless. But,
okay.
But, you know, think of hiring the next time as dating, as a relationship. Like, you're going to start dating. Well, let's hope you don't actually start dating this person. But like, think of it as, you know, you're bringing someone in and you got to do that due diligence. You got to like look in their in their past and see if they're going to mesh and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, hopefully this all works out for you. And yeah, by the way, Indiana is also an at-will state. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes. And so. Joy said, you know, protocols now state, though, you can't reveal personal things and contacting references only if they're eligible for rehire due to slander.
Well, that's why the great question of, would you hire this person again?
Yeah.
And that person can just say, nope.
Yep.
And you'd be like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways.
And then she also suggested have a team building meeting. That might be a good idea, too.
All right. Appreciate you. Keep us posted. That Camila Cabello song that's coming out on Friday with Ed. Do This Every Hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this is kind of a crazy situation. It was all caught on camera. We're at a Texas rodeo. 18-year-old Cody Hooks got bucked off the bull almost immediately out the gate and was knocked out.
Oh, gosh.
This went down a couple of weeks ago, but his dad immediately ran in mm-hmm. and used his own body to shield his son when the bull tried to come at him.
Last thing I remember was taking my wrap, you know, before I nodded my head, and that's about it. But from what they'll tell me, the bull hipped himself, you know, hit his hip on the side of the buck and shoot, and his horn hit me right behind here in that little knockout spot.
With the bull raging and Cody unconscious, his father did what he could to protect his son.
That bull did take a swipe at him, and if his dad hadn't have been there, there's no telling what could have happened. With the horns and the weight of that bull, could have stepped on that young man or anything.
A heroic effort by a father whose son says he wasn't surprised.
He's done it a couple of times. It's kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah, not the first time that dad has had to do something heroic to step in and save someone. So the bull, by the way, is named Twizzler. Didn't actually, you know,
right.
gore him,
well, that's
but
good.
Did push him with his head. And, you know, another witness said that it was kind of a heart-stopping thing to see in person. It's not something you see every day. Not everybody would have gone in there. They did have medical staff and other safety protocols on standby, but it was really dad being right there. And, yeah, it's a really crazy video. You can see it. It's on our website at WDJX.com.
You know, earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, when we did the North American Championship Rodeo and we were out there at Freedom Hall, like, that was my first experience, like, actually watching a rodeo. And you're right. Like, those are huge animals, you know?
Yes, they're tremendously heavy. And like he said, he could have stepped on it. There's a number of things that could have gone wrong in that situation.
Crazy.
And, you know, the bull did come up and, you know,
yeah,
hit him with his head. So right. It was kind of a dangerous situation. You can see it at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the show, we had Mary had written to us, and she was all like, hey, am I a jerk for wanting this guy who comes in to our coffee shop like every day for the past 3 or 4 months, just sits, uses our Wi-Fi, and leaves. Am I a jerk for wanting him to buy something? And we were all like, yeah. I mean, I think you're entitled to maybe hide the Wi-Fi password, or, you know, make it more convenient for people who actually purchase, you know, a coffee from your place to get the access to the free Wi-Fi. But then we started getting a lot of, like, listeners texting us, like Jennifer going, y'all are stingy. Like, let the guy stay. He could be telling people how nice you all are and bringing some folks in, spread some love karma, and that will reward you.
Yeah, Kim was saying, coming from a customer service background, rule of thumb is if you make one person happy, they'll tell a couple of other people. But if you make one person mad, they'll tell everybody. I think you should just let it go.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we missed the mark on that. But anyways, if you wanted to listen back to the entire segment, you can. We have it up for you. WDJX.com. Click listen. Ben and Kelly Show, 99.7 DJX. Happy Women's History Month all month long. So we celebrate you, Kelly.
Oh, yay.
You just get a month. That's it, though. And
okay.
We'll go back to not.
That's all right. Yay.
yeah, today, Mardi Gras, National Pancake Day. Of course, March has all sorts of stuff in it, including the, you know, March Madness, which is, you know, kicking off in a couple weeks here. But you've also got the daylight savings time, and that kicking back in on the 13th. So we're going to get more sunlight. You know, we're going to lose an hour of sleep, but we're still going to get more sunlight.
Yeah, that's always a rough week. It is. That transition's a rough week. Also this month, I get a colonoscopy. So lots of good things
wow.
to look forward to in March.
Can we film that or get some audio from you during it?
Nope. Just thought I'd share, though.
How great would that be to hook you up with a microphone and while the doctor is rooting in there, you know, for you to describe the feeling?
I don't think the doctor needs to be concentrating on being on the radio while is concentrating on excavating me.
Wait. You're still conscious, aren't you?
No, you're out. You're
knocked out. Okay.
Yeah, you are not awake.
I was thinking that you were awake and maybe
am not.
Okay, so
one needs to be awake for that.
Well, that was my point in the whole, like, hook you up to a microphone and let you describe everything that's happening. You know, all the rooting and the cameras and all that fun stuff.
No one needs to see that.
All right.
No one at all. Have you never had the pleasure of having that experience, Ben?
Having
you probably should at this point.
Colonoscopy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you probably should at this point.
No, I should.
At your advanced age.
I should probably, yeah, I don't know. I should probably get a prostate exam and all that.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff.
Can we be there for that?
Hey, you know what? That sounds fun. You know.
Our point is there's lots of things to celebrate in March.
Yeah. Is that where we started with this?
Yep.
All right. Well, enjoy the month of March. Kelly's colonoscopy
and all it brings.
Yeah.